Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Tampa police say they have a 2-year-old child safe in police custody. The child was listed in an Amber Alert earlier. Several law enforcement departments are on the scene of a vehicle crash on the eastbound I-4 exit ramp to I-75. That's where a suspect is armed and barricaded in his vehicle. I-4 is closed eastbound, just west of Highway 301. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued a statewide stay-at-home order today as federal and local pressure mounted for him to abandon the county-by-county approach he had implemented. It takes effect Friday morning, just after midnight. DeSantis told reporters that he is issuing the order after consulting with President Trump and White House advisors, who have said that Americans need to stay at home throughout April. DeSantis's order exempts attending religious services. That's contrary to a Hillsborough County order, which was used to arrest a pastor who held risky services last weekend. According to the state's Department of Health website, there have been 6,955 positive cases of COVID-19 in Florida as of this morning. 87 people have died. Here's the county-by-county breakdown of positive coronavirus tests for the Tampa Bay area. In Hillsborough, there are 309. In Pinellas, 170. There are 58 in Manatee, 82 in Sarasota, 24 in Charlotte, 43 in Pasco, 24 in Hernando, 19 in Citrus, and 76 in Polk. Registered nurses at 15 hospitals in Florida and 6 other states will hold actions today and tomorrow to protest what they're saying is a lack of preparedness by hospitals. The National Nurses United Union says HCA healthcare hospitals are placing staff and patients at risk. Marielena Santana is an ER nurse at St. Petersburg General Hospital. She's also the union's nurse representative in the emergency department. She's disappointed in her hospital's response after she was told she was exposed to a patient who tested positive for COVID-19.
The follow-up was, just let us know if you have any symptoms.
So did they instruct you to quarantine or to seek a COVID-19 test?
They did not.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel like that, you know, if nurses aren't safe, then the community's not safe, because I'm here to service the community. I live in the community. Also, I work in an ER where the community comes for help. If I have a communicable disease, then that can spread very easily. That's how I feel about it. I feel like that's very unsafe.
What kind of personal protective equipment did you have when you were exposed to that COVID-19 positive patient?
With this patient, it looks like, because I see a lot of patients, so we have to document everything, and the documentation say that I was wearing all personal equipment, which would be the PPE gown, which is this big plastic outfit that goes over your clothes, and N95 mask, and goggles, and gloves, of course.
And the mask may have been one that you've been wearing for more than one patient. Do you know anything about that?
That's true. It could be. Because at that particular time, so the rules changed in my ER several times over the last 2 weeks. It'll have your head spinning. But at that particular time with that particular patient, the idea was that we would use the same N95 mask 5 times. So.
And there are some demonstrations at Florida hospitals today. What are the demonstrations about, and what do you hope to accomplish?
The demonstrations are about making people aware of what safety needs to be in place and is morally and ethically and scientifically appropriate, and what isn't in place. So you need to be aware that this should be in place, and let's figure out what we're missing, and then go from there.
Well, Marielena, those were my only questions, but is there anything else that our listeners should know about what you're seeing at St. Pete General or other hospitals and what they should know about the conditions right now?
Absolutely. Well, I can only speak about what I see personally. And honestly, what I see is a great attempt to do the right thing. And I'm really proud about it. And a lot of it has to do with my work directly with NNU and my union rep. I've been in touch with her every single day, and we have made strides forward and pushed the hospital to do the right thing, which I'm very thankful for. But with all the strides that we've made, we still have a long way to go. The hospital, well, we're getting better. We're working on it.
That's Marilena Santana, an emergency room nurse at St. Petersburg General Hospital. She's also the National Nurses United nurse representative in the emergency department. I reached out to St. Pete General Hospital for an interview, but I did not get a response by airtime. The Nurses Union is holding two actions today in the Tampa Bay area. They're both from 6:30 until 8. One is at the Medical Center of Trinity on State Road 54. The other is at Fawcett Memorial Hospital on Olean Boulevard in Port Charlotte. Tonight, it'll be clear, breezy, and cool, with overnight lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and warm, with highs in the low 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM.